What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Elite Sports Podcast. I'm your host, Daniel, and I'm here with my co-host, Anthony. Today, we're going to be going over some news from the past week, our locks and games and upsets of the week, and some fantasy sits and starts, best players from the week. So we're going to start out with some news. First thing is Joe Flacco starting over Zach Wilson. I mean, they're the Jets, so I don't think it's going to play a big impact. And Zach Wilson wasn't doing very good. I mean, Joe Flacco, he didn't do terrible last week. Or, no, but not last week. Mike White started, but he didn't do terrible last year when he played. But I think this year, I don't think he'll do good.
I think he will do above expectations. I mean, he came in last week at the Mike White, threw four interceptions, went 3 for 3, 47 yards, and a touchdown. So he won't do bad. He's a veteran. He knows the offense. He's been with the team for 2 years. He knows the players, has chemistry with them from last year. He'll do just fine, but it won't be enough to get him the victory.
Yeah, I would agree that, I mean, it's the Jets. Next thing I want to talk about was Tim Boyle starting for the Lions. Jared Goff is hurt. So they have to have Tim Boyle, former Packers legend. I think he'll do all right. Worse than Jared Goff. I mean, he's not really a QB1, and it's the Lions. And two are they going against the Browns? I think that's a good win for the Browns.
I actually think he will do better than Jared Goff. I mean, look, Jared Goff, you kind of be worse than him so far. He's thrown one touchdown in the past 4 games. One touchdown to 3 interceptions. He's been awful. Last week, the Lions had to go to a high school game plan, rushing the ball for 230 yards. And Jared Goff, at the end of the first quarter, had -1. Halftime had 11. End of regulation had 54 passing yards. This is for a player that went to a Super Bowl. He was pretty awful. Mason Rudolph outplayed him, having around 250 yards. He's been pretty bad. Tim Boyle, he did not impress in the preseason. He's still on the IR, but he's expected to be lifted off it this week and start Sunday. So the Lions that will give him all the keys, they're not going to limit their offense. So I expect him that he's not going to do great. He won't be a major boom from Goff, but I think he will do just fine. He'll be a system QB in their game against the Browns. They won't get crushed, but they will not beat the Browns.
I think the only way that he succeeds is if he uses DeAndre Swift and TJ Hockenson. I mean, the rest of that roster is not very good.
Yeah, I expect Hockenson to get involved. He had no catches last week, so he'll be involved. They get Jamal Williams back, so they'll be ready to go. And it'll be Josh Reynolds' first game on the team, so I expect their offense to be ready to go.
Yeah, the next thing I wanted to talk about was Antonio Brown faking his vaccine card. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, we saw what happened with him last time. The Packers organization got fined so much by like $300,000. And now AB is going to fake it. He said he would pay like ridiculous amount of money for a fake ID card. So I think he'll get sued or fined. And what's your thoughts?
There was just recently a report saying Antonio Brown attorney said this is false and to be like Antonio Brown because he got vaccinated. I'm not sure if I'm buying it just yet. There's been some proof that he has, and especially a person like him, you would expect him to do something stupid like this.
Yeah, I did hear that people were saying it was fake, but I mean, some people have said his wife even confirmed it. So I don't know, and he's definitely somebody who could be doing stuff like that. The next thing is our picks of the week. So our lock of the week, game of the week, and upset of the week. So for our lock, I'm going with the Browns over the Lions just because the Lions have a backup quarterback who is never – I don't even think he's ever started an NFL game. He might have had, like, once. And the Browns, I think, even though losing to the Patriots 45-0 or 45-7, I think the Browns can still get this win. I mean, it's the Lions. They tied with the Steelers, but that was because DeAndre Swift kind of carried.
I'm gonna have two locks this week. Of course, I'm taking the Titans over the Texans. Tyrod Taylor, he'll be his revenge game. But last game against the Dolphins, three interceptions. It's only second time in his 11-year career he's thrown three interceptions. So he'll bounce back. You know, their offense, they will be going a little bit, but their Henry and the Texans defense will not be go well for them. My other lock will be the Packers over the Vikings. Look, Aaron Rodgers, he did not have his best game. Their defense did. They have only allowed 13 points to Russell Wilson and Patrick Mahomes in the past 2 weeks. I can't see Kirk Cousins getting much there. Aaron Rodgers will be coming ready to go after a little bit of a down week for him. So I think the Packers will take him pretty easily on the road.
Yeah, I would agree. The Packers will beat the Vikings. And that leads me to my game of the week, which I have the Cowboys over the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs need to prove they're legit. I think they're back, not legit. After winning last week, they need to prove this week that they can beat a good team like the Cowboys. And Cowboys have been pretty good this year. So I'm going to take them over the Chiefs in a really good game. So that's why it's my game of the week. I'm pretty sure it's on primetime.
I was also going to take the Chiefs and Cowboys, but to make it a little bit more interesting, I'm going to take the Giants and Buccaneers Monday Night Football game. Last year, this game, they also played Monday Night Football, came down to the last play where Deion Lewis was open on the two-play conversion. Deion Jones threw it late, and it could have been called PI, some controversial call there, but it wasn't. The Bucs won 23-21. So I think it'll be just as good this year. The Giants looking for a much-needed win. The Bucs looking for some comeback if they're losing to the football team. So I think it'll be a good game all around.
Yeah, I agree. That was a good game last year and then a rematch this year. Upset of the week, I didn't really have many this week, so I took the Eagles over the Saints. If Kamara plays, I think it's an upset. If he doesn't, it's probably an even matchup. But I'm taking the Eagles. I mean, they beat the Broncos last week, so they got something going.
Yeah, I will also take the Eagles over the Saints, but did one. I'll put the Bucks on an upset watch. I think the Bucks could easily be upset by the Giants. The Giants, they lost some close last year. They could play some inspired football. And after having nice wins against the Panthers, they had a really close game against the Chiefs. So I think they'll come out. They just beat the Raiders, so they're in that playoff hunt at 3-6. A win will put them at 4-6, and they're looking pretty good if they could beat the Bucks.
Yeah, I think they are definitely on the upset alert. And that means that Bucks could fall down in the NFC playoff picture if they do lose. I mean, they lost to the football team last week, which that was my lock of the week. So that was pretty embarrassing for the Bucks. And then next, I'm going to do my QB, wide receiver, and running back of the week, my predictions for them. So my QB prediction of the week is Dak Prescott going against the Chiefs in a high-scoring game. So that's why I think Dak will do pretty good.
I'm going to take Mahomes. That game's going to be a shootout, and taking either QB will be extremely good for you.
Yeah, and that leads me to my receiver, Tyreek Hill. I think Tyreek Hill is going to have an amazing game against the Cowboys in the shootout, like you said. So I took Tyreek Hill.
I'm going to take Mike Evans. You know, they did not get much things going last week. Mike Evans did have a touchdown late in that game. I expect Tom Brady and him to come out and have a pretty good game. I expect at least one touchdown from him on Monday Night Football.
So for my running back of the week, I went with Nick Chubb going into the Lions. Lions' run defense hasn't been good. And then Nick Chubb, I think they'll blow him out. And then Nick Chubb coming back from COVID, and he was injured for a while. He had one game back, and then he got COVID. So I expect a really good game from him.
I'm going to have Najee Harris as my start. They're going against the Chargers to come off a tough loss to the Vikings. I'm going to see the Steelers pulling ahead just because they kind of need a win right here. They just tied with the Lions. They have a really tight AFC North. A loss here would really put them down with the Bengals, Ravens, and Browns. Mostly have easy games this week, like the Ravens for the Bears and Browns for the Lions. So those would be good some quick wins for them, and they're right ahead of the Steelers if they drop this game. So I bet they'll give their ball to their best playmaker, Najee Harris, a lot.
All right. And for my sits of the week, I went with Elijah Moore versus the Dolphins because Corey Davis is back, so I expect a lot less volume for him, and I would not start him. And then for my other one, I went with Kadarius Tooney against the Bucks. I just think, I mean, Saquon coming back, I think they'll give it to him a little bit more. I just don't see him getting a lot of action this week.
My sit is Jarvis Landry. The Lions and their tie actually held their own against the Steelers receivers. And the Browns have not been able to click any receiver. Even Jarvis Landry is not complaining about his targets. It's just not looking good for Baker Mayfield and their offense. So I don't see anything changing. The Browns will pull ahead. They're going to be running it. I can't see much happening for Jarvis Landry in the Browns' passing offense.
All right, for my starts of the week, I went with first A.J. Dillon. He is a must start, and especially if you're in a deeper league. I mean, maybe if you're in like a six-man, that's first to start him. But, I mean, he's going against the Vikings and Aaron Jones out. Two touchdowns versus the Seahawks, so I just expect him to do good. And my other start was Myles Gaskin versus the Jets. Myles Gaskin has done good every other week this year. I mean, there's some weeks that he's gone like three good games in a row. But every odd number week, he's gotten plus 10 points. And now he's going against the Jets on week 11, who have had one of the worst run defenses. So I'm definitely starting Myles Gaskin.
My starts are any player in the Chiefs and Cowboys game. If you got to start on this game, shootout. It's going to be a fancy fest for anybody that's going to play in that one. And my other start is TJ Hockenson. I know some people might look at his 0 points and be a little bit confused, but I promise you that will not happen again. The Lions look to give him the ball early and often.
All right, and that's going to conclude the podcast. So thank you guys for tuning in. Peace.